This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
Cream. stuff.
Show.
The Cambridge Bicycle Committee says, get on your bikes, have fun, and ride safe. Here's how.
A pavement light, shoots a light at night. The stop signs apply to you all right. Watch for the man sitting in his car. He's gonna kick that door ajar. Go with the flow, don't go the wrong way. Put that helmet on your head today. Well, all right, get on your bikes, ride safe.
From the Cambridge Bicycle Committee.
I'd be rich.
Six-gun sound is our claim to fame.
incredible boy, they all said. And he prepped the pot roast all over his chest. Excitable boy, they all said. Well, he's just an excitable boy. He took in the 4 a.m. show at the Clark. Excitable boy, they all said. And he bit the usher's leg in the dark. Excitable boy, they all said. Well, he's just an excitable boy.
Far, but tonight. Welcome to What's Happening.
WMFO, Medford. Hey, Aaron, how you doing today?
Okay, how you doing, Mike?
Not too bad. Everybody's recovering from the long, I guess they would say, St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Well, also, we're recovering from some health concerns.
Yes, yes.
Both you and I. And I want to thank you for doing the show last week. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we thought we were going to have to take out in a body bag. Anyways, it's a sunny day. Didn't snow too much last night. And I went to a really great Dolls for Doherty at the tavern at the End of the World Thursday night. And there was great performances by Natalie Flanagan, Pat Wallace, Sue's Guitar, Trusty Sidekick, and Trick Wallace. Great stuff. Also, I ran into Bob Kobe, and he's having a show at presents at Once Lounge. That's 156 Highland Ave in Somerville. That's this Monday, the 20th. Dinner at 5, music at 8. Free donations accepted. A Taco Monday show with 28 Degrees Taurus, Headband, and Uranium Daughters. There is a Facebook page up for that, and we will announce this again later in the show, but that's a Bob Kobe Presents at Once Lounge this Monday, the 20th, at 8 o'clock. So what else is going on? I know we lost some people.
Yes, we did.
That comedian, Bean, the guy playing Mr. Bean, passed away.
Oh, he did?
Yes, he did, yeah. Car accident or other.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I know a lot of kids growing up saw Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
I thought he was a little bit nuts, but he played in a couple movies as a hotel manager.
Mm.
Which is a little bit different.
Yeah.
But I know the kids loved him in the early 90s.
So we tip our hat to this guy who either died in an accident or a misadventure. Also, we lost a rock and roll great.
Yes.
Yes. I think everybody knows this by now.
Yes. So, you know, his big thing was changing the world of music.
Yes, yes.
And whether it was changing blues and jazz into rock and roll, and he had a lot of great hits. Sweet Little 16, rock and roll music, My Dingling in 1972.
Maybelline.
You name it, he played it. Roll Over Beethoven.
Yes.
And Johnny B. Good.
It was a big influence in all, obviously, the British invasion people, you know, whether it be the Stones or the Beatles or whoever. Even the Beach Boys, to a certain extent, you can hear his influence on them. And I was talking to Brian Young from the Saturday Show. He says he's going to try to come in and do a tribute when time is available.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that we lost him. I mean, he lived to be 90.
Yeah.
And a matter of fact, he was ready to go back on tour.
Mm.
Which, at 90 to go back on tour, or even say you're going to go back on tour, is a big thing.
I seen him a couple times. I know once he was opening up at, I think, the Orpheum for Frank Zappa, I think, once. And, you know, usual show, he used the, you know, union musicians and stuff like that, and he could get a little playful with them. He'd play it in a different key and see if they would catch up. He had this legend that he always got paid cash before he walked on stage in a brown paper bag. And that's how he got paid. And I guess that goes back to the old days because, you know, back in the old days, 50s, 40s, whatever, 60s, you know, sometimes people got shafted. So he was smart in doing that. There's the movie Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll about him that Keith Richards did. So please go on and check him out.
Absolutely, and also James Cotton passed away.
This, too. I seen him at the Village Green back in the early 70s. Great performer, great band, another major loss to the music community. Unfortunately, I guess we're all getting older and these things are going to happen, but they're not easy. So we tip our hat to these two artists today.
And also today would have been Eric Preston's 60th birthday. We lost him about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, way too early.
Yeah.
Of the Irregulars, Soul Income, Ma Taboo, They've actually have a tribute concert coming up beginning of April. And also, today would have been Doug Mascot's 53rd yes. birthday. I know that Bob Nelson yeah. over at MFO, that's good, at WMWM today, did a great tribute going back to a lot of the shows and cuts and birthday parties. And a matter of fact, there was a gentleman named
Miguel Stuarti.
Yes, yes.
He made those appearances.
Yes, yes. He made a few appearances yeah. With the Brigoons, which, of course,
yeah.
there was actually a interview that Doug was doing. He was discussing a benefit concert that you and your band mm-hmm. were going to be at. He was on Boston Free Radio with Joe Vig.
Yeah.
And Joe was looking up to see how to spell Brigands, and he spelled it wrong.
Well, that happens.
yeah. But, you know, Doug was a legend in Boston radio.
I would say he's very instrumental in both of us getting involved in radio. And I checked. There was a question once, who played you first on the radio? And actually, it was in 2010. Doug had a pre-release single of She's Mine, and he played it for a year, and he always would say to us every time a gig or we see him, if you don't give me a new CD soon with some more songs, I'm going to throw this one like a frisbee, because he had been playing it for well over a year and a half. And I think somewhere in 2012 we eventually did get him a copy of Night Patrol, but he was the first, followed by he obviously on WMWM, and Tim Kelly on WMBR's The Hidden Capital on Saturdays. It's a program now gone. Had been there for several years. He had played us. And there here at WMFO, we were broken by Brian Young. He played us here. So we tip our hats to them, and we tip our hats to Doug Mascot and what he's done for the local music community.
Exactly. So we're going to go back to a little bit of music for you.
Yep.
Enjoy.
Wrong around here, broken neck,
WMFO Medford. We heard Dalton and the Sheriffs and Martin Barr here on What's Happening. Mike stepped out for a moment to bring our guest in. Eileen should be up momentarily. And we're going to pay a little tribute to the late, great Chuck Berry. Enjoy.
Into each life a little rain must fall. Quite a bit has fallen in mine. Makes one heart melancholy. Turns their attention to the blue. Railroad track. Some of you have never been. Did I say been? Sketching, isn't it? This is a mean old world. I try to live in all by yourself. This is a mean old. Mr. Stone.